You're listening to the Sound Atlas.
Just keep going some more. Talk like you're like, hey man, we're here. I'm getting ready to get some donuts. We're going out to eat. You know, just make some stuff up.
Hello. Hi.
Tommy Starr hanging out with you on the Sound Atlas, and in the studio with me today, a gentleman that is going to be new to you out there listening to the podcast today, but believe me, this gentleman and the rest of his band members, Georgia Thunderbolts, are going to be in your mind very, very soon. I know we've played them a little bit on the air, but I have the main man right here today. TJ, introduce yourself to everybody if you would.
Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm TJ Lyle.
From
Rome, Georgia.
The Georgia Thunderbolts.
Yeah, from the Georgia Thunderbolts.
There we go. Now, you're here today. Now, I kind of grabbed you. You're on your way back home today.
Yeah.
And you've been up. This is going to play probably a month from when we're recording this right now, but we'll just tell everybody that you guys have been up here in the area working on some new music, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We actually just finished the whole entire album.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be out, I think you said, first of next year.
Okay.
Very first of next year. But I'm sure there'll be singles released in between that time period from now to then.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and give everybody just a little bit of background on how I am not necessarily connected to you, but how I kind of know a little bit what's going on with this band. And as I was telling you before we got started, about a year or so ago, I got a call from Richard Young from the Headhunters, and he was telling me about this great singer he heard when they were down somewhere around Georgia area there. And I guess you guys opened a show or something.
Yeah, we played at the Agricultural Fair down there, about 45 minutes outside of our hometown with them.
Okay. So apparently you made a bit of an impression on him that night.
Yeah, we'd heard a lot about him, and we've heard that we're really good people, so we just tried to make the best impression we could on them.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And not just you, TJ, but I mean the whole band.
Yeah.
He was like, man, these guys are something else. And so we were talking one day on the phone. He said, you check these guys out. I was checking you out. And then earlier in the year, I heard that you were actually up in our area over working with Barrick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that is kind of how you kind of came on my radar. And then Richard, of course, played some of the tunes you've been working on, mm-hmm. and now you're back again. So I'm doing a real quick blah, 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 blah to build up to where we want to talk about the band.
Yeah.
You guys are from Georgia, but like I said, you've been recording in our area. You've done a show or two in our area. I know you've got a show coming up here towards the end of the year in our area.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be kind of cool if we kind of got you in, introduced to the folks here. Now,
yeah, cool.
Georgia Thunderbolts, you guys were under a different name a few months back.
That was South of Heaven. That was that name. That was a bunch of legal issues and stuff. Mm-hmm. They made a big deal about it, and we didn't want to take any chances getting any binding situations or events like being sued or anything, we backed off from that.
And you know what? That's good. You're like, look, man, we haven't got anything going yet. We don't want anything to get in our way.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to make it as it is. We don't need any, you know, distractions or anything holding us back.
Yeah.
So
now, how long was that particular band together? That you guys traveled under that name, we'll say.
Yeah, yeah.
How long?
Before we had to change it, it was about a little under a year.
So you guys have been together a little over a year now,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, about a year and a half, I'd say.
Yeah, year and a half under one name, and then, of course, you changed back in like April to the Georgia Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How many shows do you think you guys have played since the formation of the band?
Since we first started?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Anywhere from 300, 400 shows.
You guys have played 300 or 400 shows?
Just wide open, man, yeah. Every chance we had to play, we would play.
So let's say you guys have been together for about 2 years now. Let's just say. So 2 years, you've played 300 to 400 shows.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Give or take, yeah.
That's just an amazing amount of shows. I mean, you have a heck of a booking agency? Are you guys good on the phone? Or
Well.
It's probably a lot of word of mouth.
Yeah, it is. Majority of it is. Yeah, it's tough.
That's amazing. So we want to go ahead and, you know, give some love to everybody in the band, if you would. Just kind of go through everybody in the band.
Well, Bristol Perry, he's the drummer. Great guy. Riley, they're the original members of the old band.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been together for a long time. They've been together 6 years, 5 or 6 years. But that's Riley Kazort, great guitar player. Logan Talbert, he's a rhythm guitar player. He's great. And Zach Everett, the bass player. They're all great. They're all great guys. They're really humble guys, you know. Yeah, just they want to make it just like everybody else.
Sure. Know? Well, you guys are extremely talented. Of course, you did a show. Like I said, this is going to play a few weeks out, but you did a show in Edmonton a few weeks back with the Headhunters and a few other bands. I know Otis was there.
Yeah. They were great, man.
Great band.
Yeah.
Was that your first time playing in our area?
That was, it was actually. That was the first big show we've played up here.
It seemed like the crowd was digging on you pretty good.
Yeah. From what we could see, you know, them lights are blinding sometimes. You can hear them every now and then holler.
So that's pretty cool. You did that show, and you got another one coming up towards the end of the year. Of course, it's already been announced, so we can talk about it. Go ahead and tell everybody about that show.
That's the Plaza Theater. Mm-hmm. We'll be playing with the Headhunters up there. And I'm pretty sure it's Artemis Pyle, too.
Yeah,
Artemis Pyle and the Headhunters and us. Yeah, that's a New Year's deal, so I think that'll be a great exposure for us, too. Yeah. And just, we love it up here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like our second home now. So, I mean, we're just trying to get connected to more of the local crowd,
sure,
and see how they respond to us. And I think that'll be a good way to do it, is by playing with two great bands right in the hometown, you know.
You got that right. Now, you say you guys have been together for, well, we're saying about 2 years now, and you played 300 or 400 shows. What is the furthest you've played from home?
Furthest we played, and I'm going to give you a story about this, we played up in Danville, Illinois, and it was New Year's, actually. It was a New Year's show, and we'd had our bus. We got a tour bus. We got an old, like a 98 Silver Eagle, so we was headed up there, man. It was going to be a great show and everything. We got up there. I mean, it was great. It was 40 degrees, 50 degrees, you know, and we went in, set everything up, came back out, and we fell asleep. You know, it was a little before the show, and when we all woke up and stepped off the bus, it was negative 32 degrees.
What happened?
I have no idea. the pulley, it was so cold we couldn't turn the bus off.
Oh man.
So we ran it for 2 days solid, and we couldn't get out of there for a day. And while it was so cold, water was leaking from using so much heat, you know, onto the motor, and it froze the pulley that turns the motor over. And we had to get out there and fix it. Negative 32 degrees. And the other thing that happened, we was up there. So the doors on those buses, they're Loctite. When they're shut, they're shut. There's no opening it unless you use the handle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody had slammed the door, and the hinge broke off.
Ooh.
So there's not another way inside the bus, which there will be before too long, because you know, we ain't gonna run into that again. But me and the guitar player Logan were out there, and I went out to get my phone out of the bus. We were in a diner eating. We come back out, and I went to pull the door, and it just gave. You know, the handle just moved, and I started jerking on it, and we had to crawl in the back window. Standing on each other's shoulders, we had to crawl in the back window, come all the way around. It took us about 4 or 5 hours to finally break that door loose. So it was a miracle we got back in it. But man, that was the farthest we've ever played away, and the most dreadful thing that's happened to us so far. Yeah.
Again, where was that?
Danville, Illinois.
Danville, Illinois. What's the biggest show that you've played thus far?
Biggest show?
Most people.
Oh man. I'd either say Rock the South in Coleman, Alabama, or Gulf Coast Jam in Panama City. I think there were 45,000 plus people there.
45,000?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was like the first 6 months we were together, so we were like all over the place, you know.
How does that feel to walk out and see that many people standing in front of you?
If you haven't been doing it for a long time, you know, you're just shaking, you know, you don't want to move. But I mean, it's just great. You get to go out there and play your music for so many people that's never heard it. It's like, you know, it's kind of like making magic, you know. Either they're gonna like it or they're not, and you get to make something nobody else has ever heard. It's a great feeling, but it's pretty nerve-wracking too.
Yeah I can imagine. It's probably one of those things that if you go out there and just do it, everything's cool.
Yeah.
But if you kind of show a little bit of hesitation and a little bit of fear, that's when they get you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get out there
and
just give it to them.
You can't be scared now.
Yeah, especially that many people, because they will come at you.
It's
wild. Yeah. Now, as far as you did mention recording, have you guys done anything before you came up here to Barrick?
We cut a couple of demos, but that wasn't that. It just, they was trying to modernize it, you know. Mm-hmm. it wasn't our sound, and Richard heard it. He loved them, but it took away from the raw feeling, you know, that live sound. Like when we play live, it's in your face, you know, constantly, 45 minutes to an hour, and that's the feel he was going for. Mm-hmm. on the CD. So yeah, that's thanks to him and Dave Barrick, Richard Young and Dave Barrick. We've really came a long way thanks to them.
So you're telling me that you guys had a couple of tracks before you kind of got involved with Richard and Barrick. Richard heard those, but there was a little something missing.
Yeah. That's why you guys. It was too polished. Yeah. That's it. It was too polished is what it was.
I'm kind of like that too, because if the stuff gets too polished, it just kind of...
Yeah, it takes away from it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I like a little bit of a... They plugged in and somebody just said, go.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like
that.
That's
the way we recorded this whole album. It was live. Straight live. One or two takes, maybe. Just, I mean, we had a blast, you know, because we're so used to playing live. And to get that sound, you can't get it, you know, tracking this and tracking that. It's all just... It's all got to be there, you know?
So, earlier the year when you went up there and did the five songs, any of those tunes going to end up on this album that's maybe coming out next year, you're hoping?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so, that was a little bit, we recorded a little bit then, and then you put more with it this past time.
Oh, yeah.
So, how many songs we talking here?
10 or 11.
10 or 11 songs.
I think we're coming up to record a couple more, just to pitch around and see what if they'll make the cut or not. But we've got some really solid original songs and about two awesome covers that we're doing.
I don't know if you can tell me any of that, or maybe that's all kind of hush hush right now.
Yes, that's probably hush hush. Yeah.
But we'll just tell everybody again to jump on the web and keep up with the Georgia Thunderbolts because these guys, as you heard, been doing it for a while, playing in front of some pretty good size audiences and definitely getting the road work done.
Oh yeah.
If you've played that many shows, do you guys have day jobs or is this what you do?
No, man. This is all we know.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
So how long has everybody been no day job, just full on?
About the same time we've been in the band.
Oh, really? You guys have been going at it the whole time?
We've been going at it, man, nonstop, writing, constantly doing everything we can to not have to do that and make music our main focus.
I'm sure it is. What's your family think about all this?
Man, you wouldn't believe how supportive they are. It's just unreal. They're supportive, and that's the hardest thing to find these days, you know, chasing a dream like this. People... They just, you know, it goes over some people's heads. And, if you have a family that loves you and cares about you, which all of the guys in the band, their families have always been real supportive of everything they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the music, that's like the priority. You know, that's really awesome for parents to support their kids like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing of it is most everyone has some type of dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cool that your family's going, you know what, let's you know, give him a little bit of space. Yeah. Let's see if he can do this. That's very cool.
See how it turns out. Yeah.
Now, I know you're a singer. Do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I play. I play a little bit of just anything. I mean, I can just mess around and play. I like playing the drums. That's my go-to.
Is that something that you started doing before you became a singer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so somehow somebody said, hey, man, here's a drum kit. I guess you asked for it or something, maybe?
Yeah, I got one when I was younger. It was an old Slingerland set. Old... 50 Slingerland set, and I still got it at the house. I don't know, man. I just like making noise, you know?
That's okay. But then singing, were you in a band prior to this, or is this your first?
I was not. I wasn't in no kind of serious committed band or nothing like that. I'd get together and jam with some people, but I would never sing.
Yeah.
I would always play drums and just, you know, sing harmony here and there or whatever. But no, I never, if you would have known me 3 or 4 years ago, you would have never even known I'd be a singer. It's just funny how things work out, man.
You're kind of shy, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so they were like, no way. And now you're fronting a band. You guys are just all over the place and going
all
at it full on.
All over the place, half the people back home don't even know who I am anymore, you know?
What happened to that fella?
Yeah.
Well, he's out fronting, you know, 45,000 fans somewhere, having a blast and working on new music.
Yeah, man, it's very enjoyable.
That's sweet as can be.
It's crazy where life takes you. You never know.
Well, yeah.
You never know what tomorrow's going
to
bring.
That's right. You just got to be kind of willing to somewhat just ride along and see where it goes.
Just let it ride.
That's right. Now, how about influences? Who are you guys into? Or we'll just, you know, ask about you specifically.
A lot of my influences, man, they're all over the place. Anywhere from Bing Crosby to Sinatra to Led Zeppelin, of course, you know, to CCR. Michael Bolton, even. Honestly, I just listen to all kind of music.
So you are a true music fan.
Yeah, I love everything about it.
Because there's I'm kind of like that, too. There's a little bit of something in every genre that I dig.
I even listen to the barbershop quartets. acapella groups.
Yeah.
I'm just blown away by it, man. The amount of talent that's in this world is absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. I enjoy it.
So let's name maybe two or three of your favorites.
Two or three of my favorites?
Yeah, maybe somebody that if somebody that not around anymore, maybe if they were, you go see them, or maybe you have all of their releases.
Well, I mean, I'm like everybody else, you know. I'd definitely go see Led Zeppelin. Robert Plant, yeah, he's okay, you know. But Bonham, that's what I'd go for. I'd go to watch Bonham.
You go to check that out. So the drummer is still in there,
yeah,
even though you're not behind the kid anymore.
Yeah.
All right, Led Zeppelin, who else?
I like, I don't know. I get stuck on a band and I listen to it for a long time. Honestly, I like Nickelback.
Mm-hmm.
I love their songwriting. I love their music. I've loved it since they come out, you know. I think he's a great vocalist. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's one of the best, in my opinion, one of the best rock singers in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand the backlash.
folks get that stuff going. It doesn't mean you have to jump on the bandwagon. Stay strong with what you believe. Now, as far as bands from our area, because you've been around our area a little bit, and I'm sure you know quite a bit about Blackstone Cherry, Kentucky mm-hmm. Headhunters, maybe know a little bit about Otis.
Yeah.
Any of those bands maybe you're into a little bit?
Yeah, man. I love Headhunters and Otis. I haven't got a chance to actually sit down and listen to Otis, but I love their swampy blues, man. It's mm-hmm. just, it's got that raw, it's got the raw feel to it. Blackstone Cherry and the Headhunters, they're great. I love their music. It's real music, you know. It's not that, like I said, it's not polished. It's mm-hmm. just in your face.
So let's talk a little bit about going in the studio. Now, when you recorded, you said you recorded a couple of tracks before you got involved with recording up here with Barrick.
Yeah.
The tracks you did before, the difference between recording those tracks and coming up here and working with Barrick and Richard, a little bit of difference in those two experiences.
We went to some place down there in Atlanta around the house, you know, about an hour and 15 minutes from the house or so, and this is the first big experience we've ever had with, you know, high quality studio equipment and all this stuff. We went in there and it wasn't a live feel. Everything was recorded separately. And it sucked the life out of it. You know, it just kind of pulled that energy back from where it needed to be. And coming up here has opened us up more, and it makes us want to do that. You know, it just makes us want to, if you're going to come see us in concert, I want you to feel like you're at the concert when you're listening to the CD in the car.
Nice.
So, and that's Richard and Dave got their 1-2 punch thing, man, and it's just always something making it better, you know? It's great.
So you guys have been up here a couple of times now, and you're thinking maybe one more trip up here before everything's completely polished up and be ready to roll.
Just to finish up.
Now, I don't know if you, and it's another thing, I don't know if you could tell us, but is there anything going on as far as interest from anyone, or are you making this to use as a tool?
That's exactly what we're doing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you think this may be independently released, or you don't know?
I'm not sure of that yet.
Yeah, I have to be careful because I know some things you can't answer, but it's in there, so I'm just asking.
Just let Richard do his thing. We'll let him walk with it.
Yeah.
See how he feels with
it. Sure. Now, how about some bands you guys have opened up for, I'm sure, or who have opened up for you? I mean, as many shows as you've played, I'm sure you've had some pretty interesting experience with some names that we are familiar with.
Yeah, we've opened up for Luke Bryan. We've opened up for, we were actually this past weekend, man, that was crazy. We were down there, we were about to play with Florida Georgia Line.
Mm-hmm.
And we were about to go on stage, and we just had sound check, got done. I was about to do a vocal check, and they started evacuating the place. As soon as we had set all of our equipment out and got done sound checking, the roof blew off the top of the stage and ruined all of our equipment.
Wow.
And you know us, we're musicians, we're broke as a joke. So
yeah.
We finally got all that straightened out. I think we were gonna be compensated for all that was lost.
Yeah.
But that was wild this past weekend. And we played with Craig Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And we played with Colt Ford not too long ago. We played with the Lax, you know, the country rap thing they do. It's pretty neat. We played with Sam Hunt, Miranda Lambert, you know, a lot of bigger country acts and all this kind of stuff. When people, you know, they see my red pants and they just cut their eyes, you know, like, who in the world is this, you know? And
so are you saying that it's been kind of mostly country artists?
Mostly. The coolest show we ever played And I mean, it was great. It's one of the biggest shows we've played. We opened up in our hometown for Molly Hatchet and Atlanta Rhythm Section. And that was great. All those guys were great guys. They were really nice. And it was just, you know, going in the direction of the music that we do play in this new generation, getting to be in touch and play it for the older generation, you know, and see how they feel about it and see what they think about it. I think that's what means the most to us, is just trying to get our music out there for people to enjoy. You know,
you've named off quite a few. But are you guys booking all these shows yourself?
Well, there was a guy who used to help book for us, and he did a lot of that around the country scene. But mostly it is. I mean, recently it has just been us doing it, or Richard. Anything that they can come in contact with.
I know you got a couple of shows coming up pretty soon with the Heads.
Yeah, we do. Hiawassee. That's one of them. And we're playing with, and man, I think that's with Artemis Pyle too. I may be mistaken on that, but I'm pretty sure it's a doubleheader. We'll play one night with the Heads, and then we'll play one night with Artemis and the Headhunters. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, man.
Now, we talked a little bit about your family, your home area around there, around Rome. Did you say you're from Taylorsville?
I'm from Taylorsville.
Taylorsville. Around that area, I guess that the folks are kind of taking a little bit of liking to you since you've been around for a while, playing some shows, making a name, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, man. I don't get out of the house much when I'm home. Just, you know, we live way back off the road, you know, and I just, unless I have to go get something or have to go somewhere, I don't leave. But yeah, I run into a couple people at the gas station every now and then, and I just try to duck my head and walk out before they catch me, you know.
That's that dude from the Georgia Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, what's that over there?
Yeah. Take off.
Yeah. Well, you know, if this keeps moving the way it's moving, it's going to get more and more like that.
Yeah, I know. It don't bother me, man. Fans will make you or break you, and I'm very appreciative of all the support for the fans. I'll take time out of my day to talk to anybody who wants to talk about anything. You know, I'm not a big prima donna, not going to talk to you after I play a show. I'd rather sit and talk to you and find out, you know, how you enjoyed the show. What could we do better, you know, to bring our music to you, make you understand it more. What do you need from us? Because the fans, like I said, they'll make you or break you. You couldn't do it without your fans.
Yeah, well, that's a good attitude, because really the fans are the ones that make you. They're the ones that go to work every day, make the money, put the money down to get into the show, buy the t-shirts, the stickers, all that kind of good stuff to help push the band. So absolutely, and that is a great attitude to have. And I hope you always have that.
Oh, yeah.
Because the fans definitely. Let's go back to talking about concerts. What was your first concert?
The first concert I ever went to?
First concert of somebody kind of big, you know, somebody that was somebody.
I went to, the first big concert I ever went to, man, was Black Label.
Cool.
They were great. I love Zakk Wylde.
Yeah.
It was them and Corrosion of Conformity. They rocked it, man. And I really haven't been to many concerts, honestly. I've been to two.
Two concerts in your whole life?
Yeah.
Well, because you're too busy with your own shows, right?
I seen the second show I ever went to was Blackstone Cherry. And that was at home, too. That was down there in Atlanta at the Masquerade. That was a great show. It was the first, it was when they kicked off their tour this go round. Yeah, it was great, though, man. I love it. And I love watching live music. I support live music. And it's just, I don't know. I love watching it. I just enjoy everything about music.
It's popped in my head. Let's go ahead and tell everybody where you guys are on the web, where they can find you.
Oh, you can get us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at the Georgia Thunderbolts.
Okay. Now, you do have, what, one song?
Yeah, we have a single out right now. That's called Lend a Hand. It's available on anything you can download music on, iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff.
So that one is available. That's the one that I have played. I've been playing that since, well, I can tell the exact date. I looked it up today, and I can tell the exact date, April the 13th. I think that was a Friday the 13th, the first time that I played you guys. Now, I'm sure you've had some airplay down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know how it is up here very much, but the rock scene has really gone downhill down where we're from, down the south.
Mostly country,
man. Every station you flip to, it's the same country song over and over and over. But yeah, we got a couple old classic stations that have their music hours and stuff, and they'll throw it on there and they'll play it every now and then. I mean, it's just great, man. It's great for people to like take a liking to, you know, local music and bands trying to make it and stuff and throw it out there, you know, and we're really grateful for that.
Now, since this is a podcast, this is just going to be up on the web. Anybody can check it out and listen to it. I guarantee some folks in your area are going to be checking it out. You can go ahead and plug those radio stations, the one that, you know, if you want to, that have helped you out. And
yeah, it's 95.7 The Ridge. That's out of Rome, Georgia. And 104.9 The Rebel. That is in Plainville, Georgia. Those have really helped us out a lot.
We'll show them some love, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, do you guys consider yourself a country band, a southern rock band, a rock band, what? Or just a good music band?
We're a rock band from the South.
There we go.
We're a rock band from the South. So ain't no getting away from it.
So not necessarily a southern rock band, but a rock band that's from the South.
Yeah, we got the roots, man. I'm telling you, it's southern rock from Rome. That's all it is. Rock from the South, man.
Now, of course, the other guys from the band aren't here today, so we can't speak to them.
Yeah.
But are they kind of the same as you as far as some of their favorites, music wise, influences, or are you guys varied?
Varied, man. I think that's what makes music so great. All of their influences, all of my influences, they differ so much, man. I mean, I've took melodies and twisted them around from Bing Crosby songs and put them on a rock song. I mean, it's unreal what you can come up with.
What's like the hardest thing or the softest thing? I think probably Bing Crosby's probably the softest we can go, but what's like the hardest thing that anybody in your band is into? Would that be Black Label? Because you mentioned Black Label.
Black Label, man, yeah. They're a go-to every time we're in a car ride. Pantera, of course.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, with Pantera, even though metal band, little southern Texas.
Exactly.
Yeah, metal to that there.
They got the roots, too,
that's
man.
Right. A little of that southern flavor in there. It's in the cooking, I think, man.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, it's in the dirt. It's in the cooking.
Yeah.
So, we're hanging out with TJ Lyle from Georgia Thunderbolts today on the Sound Atlas. And, again, you've heard me play these guys a couple of times here on the Afternoon Rock Show. I dig the tune. I love the tune.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, those five tunes that I heard originally back early in the year, that's going to end up on the new release, and you guys got some other stuff. We can't talk about that, really, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that when that finally does come out, whether it's an independent release or if you guys are able to get that to somebody, I hope I can get a copy of that. Because
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I dig you guys. And, you know, once you started kind of popping up in our area, I kind of said, you know what? I'm going to take these dudes under my wing because, not only are they kind of coming up in our area, but I dig their sound, and I know our listeners kind of dig it.
Yeah, so I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now, probably, like I said, some folks probably listen back home. Is anything you need to say to anybody back there? Or maybe you want to say something to the folks here in South Central Kentucky.
Well, I enjoy it up here. I do. It's like it's become a second home to us, like I said. And for the folks back home, thank y'all for supporting us. Thank all the families for supporting us. We love you guys, and there's not one of us that could do it without you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just really blessed to have y'all, and we thank y'all for everything y'all do.
Yeah, and you know they got a lot of pretty girls up here in Kentucky,
too. Oh, yeah, I see that.
Well, we want to thank you, TJ, for stopping in today.
Thank you for having me, man.
Absolutely. Make sure you give all our love to the rest of the fellas in the band.
I'll do it.
Everybody tuning in, you got a show coming up towards the end of the year. Let's go ahead and plug that again.
Yeah, that'll be at the Plaza Theater in Glasgow. It's a New Year's Eve show with Artemis Pyle Band and the Kentucky Headhunters. You will not want to miss that show. It'll probably sell out.
Well, yeah. I mean, New Year's Eve show, Georgia Thunderbolts, Headhunters, and Artemis. I don't see how, there's not going to be much walk-up for that show.
No.
They're going to be walk-up and turn around and walk away because it would have sold out.
The window.
Exactly. So, well, you should have had your ticket the other day because it's gone. Yeah. So, everybody, again, jump on the web, punch in the Georgia Thunderbolts, and I'm sure all will come up. And, you do have the one tune, Lend a Hand, is available.
Yep.
So everybody check that out. All right, well, brother, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything that you want to wrap it up? Anything? What you want for Christmas? Of course, Christmas still a little bit away. Your shoe size, anything. It's all you.
I'm just happy to be here, man.
that'll be a wrap then. And we're going to do it, push the button, and that'll be done for today.